Like a lot of areas of Indiana, the north central section needs some rain to keep the corn and soybean crops moving in the right direction. In a Channel Seed growing season update, Len Smith, Channel sales agronomist, says planting dates are dictating progress for these mid-July fields.
Stuff was planted early, is pretty well into development stages, and stuff that got planted, you know, a month and a half later is still trying to catch up. As a whole, though, I think there's a really nice crop out here.
Smith saw fields starting to throw tassels last week, and he expects a lot of full tassel will be visible in the next week.
You know, with the heat that we've had, GDUs are going to grow rapidly. We're going to have a lot of development in this crop with everything that's, you know, kind of set itself up. You know, we've had some moisture. Now, obviously, we've got the heat. So, yeah, I would say as a whole, corn looks pretty good. You know, there's not a lot of concern I've got out there right now.
He has been in just two fields that have tar spot present, so Smith recommends consistent scouting so that you know what you have and can make fungicide applications at the right time. The soybean crop is also progressing at varied stages in north central Indiana.
Beans, I've seen kind of anywhere from R1 to R3. There's a handful of fields that, again, you know, planted them into May, 1st of June that are just trying to close the row. So, you know, again, pretty wide variance in growth stages. But as a whole, you know, the stuff that was planted early looks really, really nice. We get into the next, same thing. We get into next week, we get a couple of rain showers. The soybean crop's going to change dramatically.
For both crops, Smith says come 2026 harvest time.
I would say potential appears to be good. I think the expectation needs to be set, though, that it may be a long harvest.
Hear the full interview at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Andy Eubank.